Okay, welcome back everyone. I've got 105. So I would like to call the meeting of Connecticut Student Loan Foundation to order. And I will get my crib sheet up in front of me so I can do the correct preamble. Here we go. Okay, please bear with me. I know we've heard this more times and we'd like to acknowledge. However, in accordance with the state law regarding public meetings held via electronic equipment, this meeting will be recorded and the recording will be posted on the authority's website. I'd like to start with a roll call of the board and just the board members. Myself, obviously I'm here, Peter Lisi, Bettina Brown-Eyes. Is Bettina on? Marty Budd?
Here.
Thank you. Andrew Foster? No. Mike Lozotti?
Present.
Thank you. Carrie Kelly?
Present.
Julie Savino. Julie, I think you're on mute. Well, hopefully she'll be back. Laura Baker.
Present.
Thank you. And Jeanette Weldon.
Yes, I'm here. And also Bettina has joined, Peter.
There she is. Thank you.
Just passed me.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, individuals are asked to state their name and title before speaking during the meeting. And I see Julie here now. Let the minutes reflect that Julie's present. Votes must be taken by roll call unless the vote is unanimous. And in the event the meeting is interrupted due to technical difficulties, members and staff will receive a text or email advising whether number one, the meeting is adjourned or canceled, or number two, the time the meeting will resume. So with that, we can get into our agenda. Meeting's been called to order. First item of business, our review and hopefully adoption of the minutes from our March 23rd meeting. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Bettina Brown-Eyes, I'll second.
Thank you, Bettina. So the motion's been made and seconded to accept the minutes from March 23rd. Are there any corrections or edits? Any comments on the minutes? Anything? Hearing none, the motion's been made and seconded to accept the minutes. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions?
Hi, this is Carrie Kelly. I'd like to abstain.
All right, Carrie Kelly, abstention.
Mike is abstaining as well.
Michael, you said you're abstaining?
Abstain, yes. Thank you.
Abstain. Okay. Two abstentions. Motion carries. All right, Jeanette, Executive Director's report.
Yes, I wanted to mention that our transition to FIA, our new loan servicer for the FFELP portfolio, is pretty much completed, and that a lot of the transition work was led by Justin Schwartz of GOAL, and also Denise Aguilera as well. So things went fairly smoothly, and it looks like we'll be set up for a good working relationship with FIA going forward.
Great. Well, thank you, Julie. Anything else, Jeanette?
That's it.
Any questions for Jeanette? Okay, Justin, I think it's over to you for the comments on the loan loss reserves.
Sure. So Justin Schwartz, financial reporting manager at GOAL Solutions. And I think the first thing we'll take a look at is the loan loss reserve analysis found on page 10. So we perform this analysis every year, and we use the same methodology that we have in prior years, where we look at the federal and private loan portfolios separately and apply assumptions to come up with a remaining lifetime loss projection. And based on the results of the analysis, we recommend changes to the loss reserve. This year, we are recommending a decrease in the loan loss reserve of $9,000 on the federal loan portfolio and $123,000 on the private loan portfolio. And that recommendation is really the end result of the analysis. There's additional detail in the memo on page 10 and 11. So I'll stop here for any questions. And then if there are no questions, or once we've answered any questions, I believe this is an item that requires a vote.
Okay. Are there any questions for Justin? Okay. And Denise, does this require board approval?
Yes, it does, Peter.
Okay. So I would look for a motion to accept the recommendation for the revised loan loss reserves as outlined in the memo in our board packet. Someone like to make that motion?
It's Julie Savino, so moved.
Thank you, Julie. Is there a second?
Carrie Kelly, second.
Thank you, Carrie. So it's been moved and seconded to accept the recommendation on the loan loss reserves as outlined in the board packet. Are there further questions or comments? Anything for Justin or Chesil staff? Any comments or questions? All right, hearing none. Motion's been made and seconded to accept the loan loss reserve recommendation in your board packet. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Thank you, Justin. And Justin, I think we're still with you for the 23-24 budget.
Yes, so moving down to page 17, the primary drivers of the budget are the pay down of the loan portfolio and the redemption of the bonds. Our basic approach with the budget is to review recent trends and performance of the portfolio and carry those forward rather than forecasting. So jumping right into that on page 18, just briefly looking at the five columns that are presented there, the first is the projection for where we'll be at June of 23. The second column is the budget that we're proposing and seeking approval of today for fiscal year 24. The third column is the fiscal year 23 budget, so the current budget. The fourth column compares what we're projecting for the year ended June 23 against the proposed fiscal year 24 budget. And the final column, the one on the far right, is comparing the projection of where we'll be at the end of the year ended June 23 against the fiscal year 23 budget. So the far right is really the measure of the performance of the budget. So the primary lines to focus on are the loan and bond balances, the loan balances being in rows 11 through 14, and the bonds in row 20. And as I'm looking at this now, I see two row 20s. So there's a typo in the numbering on the far left column. So it's the second row 20 is bonds payable. So looking at row 14 and then the row 20 that is bonds payable, you'll see that both loans receivable and bonds payable came in well under budget. Loans receivable being under budget by $9.7 million and bonds payable being under budget by $10.3 million. This is due almost entirely to the Biden administration's announcement of loan forgiveness late last year. You'll recall that there were several loans that were not eligible for the program, but could become eligible by way of refinancing. And many borrowers in the portfolio took advantage of that. So we saw a very elevated rate of refinances, which brought a lot more cash than anticipated into the trust. And the large majority of that additional cash was used to pay down bonds. So those are really the two main items I wanted to point out on the balance sheet. I'll make a couple of comments on the income statement, which is on the next page, page 19.
Quarter. Okay, we'll be done in 10 minutes.
Yeah. And the first item to note is the loan interest income on row three. The current year is coming in at $6.4 million, which is $2.7 million above budget. The fiscal year 24 budget is projecting approximately $5 million, which would result in a decline of about $1.4 million, which is roughly a 20% decrease, which is roughly in line with the decrease in the loan balance. And next, looking at the largest expense line item is bond interest expense on row 13. Interest expense came in close to budget, exceeding it by $61,000. And we're projecting a slight year-over-year decrease as the bonds continue to pay down. Moving down to row 29, net change in position before extraordinary items. The current year is coming in at $1.2 million, which exceeds the current year budget by $3.1 million. And that variance is largely the result of the additional interest income we saw on row three, which had come in well over budget. And finally, moving to rows 33 and 34, extraordinary items for the year were the $500,000 scholarship program release and the $3.75 million refi program release. Looking at the fiscal year 24 budget, the only extraordinary item we are including is the $500,000 scholarship program release. And those are really the only items I wanted to highlight and comment on. So we are seeking approval of the budget. Are there any questions, comments, concerns I can address?
Anything for Justin? Okay. Well, Justin, thank you for the review. In that case, I would entertain a motion to accept the CSLF budget for 23-24 as presented in your board packet. Would someone like to make that motion?
I'll make the motion, Julie Savino. Motion
to Thank accept. You, Julie, is there a second?
Laura Baker seconds.
Thank you, Laura. So it's been moved and seconded to accept the budget as presented in your board packet. Are there any additional, any questions for Justin? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the budget as presented, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries unanimously. Justin, thank you very much. Okay. And then I think Kevin, a financial report.
Yes, thanks, Peter. This is Kevin Berry, accountant with CSLF and CHIFA, and I'd like to start on page 24. Should be the statement of net position. To begin, operating revenues for the consolidated trust and agency were $4.8 million, as compared to $3.4 million in the prior year, and budgeted at $2.9 million. 98% of revenues are generated from interest income on loans receivable, and we ended up $1.8 million over the forecasted budget. Operating expenses, consolidated expenses were $4.2 million in fiscal year 23 compared to $2.3 million in fiscal year 22 and budgeted at $4.4 million. The majority, about 73% of the expenses, are derived on interest on the bonds outstanding. And one thing to note is we were over budget for support services as we had additional billing hours from Denise for, you know, her assistance in transitioning the FFELP portfolio from Ed Financial to FIA. This resulted in a change of net position with an increase of $500,000 as compared to an increase of $1.1 million in the prior year. Next, I'd like to focus on the balance sheet, page 22. Total assets decreased from $131.8 million in fiscal year 22 to $102.6 million in the current fiscal year. This is due to payments received on student loans. And total liabilities decreased from $107 million to $79 million. And this can be attributed to the pay down on the bonds. Total net position at the end of quarter ending March 31st is $23.5 million as compared to $24.3 million. And I'd like to open it up for any questions.
Okay. Any questions for Kevin? Anything?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. And I think we're back to Justin for presentation on the bond redemption.
Starting on page 28, during the quarter, a total of 9.6 million of bonds were redeemed as compared with last quarter. Last quarter's total was at 5.1 million. The breakdown being 800,000 on the 2006 A1 tranche and 8.8 million on the 2006-A2 tranche. So this quarter's activity resulted in a total bond outstanding balance of 78.4 million. And that represents an 11% decline in the bond balance. Moving down to page 29, looking at some of the characteristics here, the weighted average coupon increased 8 basis points from 6.73 to 6.81. while the weighted average remaining term increased from 197.69 months to 206.5 months. Looking at loans that are in forbearance and repayment, there was a sizable decrease in loans in forbearance, with forbearances decreasing from 15.6% to 6.24%. And the majority of those loans then ended up in repayment. So you see a corresponding increase in repayments, with repayments going from 81% to now upwards of 90% of the portfolio is in repayment. And that's all I've got related to the bond redemption activity, unless there are questions.
Any questions for Justin? Anything? All right. Justin, thank you very much. So I believe that concludes concludes our agenda. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward? Any items for discussion? Well, the only other thing I will say then is to everyone, have a great summer, and we will see everyone hopefully in September. And with that, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second, Laura Baker. And
we're moved and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you all very much for your time today, and have a great summer. And hopefully we'll see everyone in September.